Thank you for stopping by. You are currently listening to Lazy Thoughts. Hi, I'm Blue. Oh my freaking God. I don't even know how to start this podcast. But yeah, maybe let's start by introducing myself. Again, hi, I'm Blue. Blue is not my real name. I just wanted to be anonymous. Why? Maybe because I'm scared to be judged? Or I still don't have the confidence to face my listeners and viewers by using my voice. But don't worry guys, in the future, when I have the confidence, I promise that I will introduce myself properly. But I think being anonymous for now is best, not just because I don't have the confidence, but also for my privacy. But here is a few that I want you to know about me. First, I am a pure-blooded Filipino. I'm from the Philippines. I do speak Filipino and English, so expect that in this podcast, I will be speaking both Filipino and English, because to be honest, I'm not that fluent and good when it comes to speaking in English. So, hahaluan natin siya ng Tagalog or ng Filipino. Second, I'm 18 years old, turning 19 this coming March 18-20, so happy birthday to me. Third, I'm still studying college and currently taking Bachelor of Science in Business Administration, major in Financial Management. Fourth, I'm a huge fan of Little Mix. I'm a mixer. I love their songs. It's amazing. It's beautiful. It's iconic. It's everything. I'm also a fan of BTS. I'm an ARMY also. I also love their songs. Well, listening to music makes me happy. Lastly, or last but not the least, my favorite colors, oh my god. Sorry guys, I'm a little bit nervous, but my favorite colors are blue, pink, black, white, and gray. Of course, my podcast will not end out there. I search a bunch of questions for me to answer that you'll get to know me more. First question. Do you consider yourself both introvert or extrovert? My answer is both. Why? Because kapag una mo palang nakilala ang isang tao, or una mo palang akong nakilala, it should be me, guys. Tahimik lang talaga ako. I don't talk too much, but nakikipag-usap naman ako. Pero hindi yung makikipag-usap ako ng sobra, ganon. Siyempre, nahihiya pa ako. Pero kapag naka-close mo na ako, I'm the most talkative friend. Totoo guys, syempre, doon na yung time na magdadaldal na ako, ganun. Kasi close na tayo, so so, when you first met me, I'm introvert. Pero kapag naging ka-close mo na ako, I'm extrovert. Next question, what are your favorite movies? Okay, I will be answering this question by giving you my top 5 favorite movies of all time. By the way guys, I love Disney movies, so expect that most of my top 5s are Disney movies. So the first one is Tangled. I love Rapunzel. She's my favorite Disney princess. Second, Maleficent. I love Maleficent. I love Maleficent so much. I love this movie. Angelina Jolie slay a lot at this movie. She's iconic. Third, Pitch Perfect. I love Pitch Perfect 1, 2, 3. They are all amazing and they are all the best. I love it so much. Fourth, I also enjoy watching Camp Rock from Disney Channel. Disney Channel? It's my childhood, guys. Demi Lovato and the Jonas Brothers are really, really good and the best. Last but not the least is Love, Simon, a movie that talks about LGBT, equality, and being who you really are and showing the real you. So that is my top 5 favorite movies, guys. It's my favorite movie of all time and I enjoy watching it. Next question. I have papers beside me guys, so kung naririnig niyo yung mga maliliit na tunog, yun yung paper. Next, third question. Have you ever lost someone that is really close to you? My answer is yes, a bunch of times. And most of it are my old friends. Nang iwan sila kasi nakahanap sila ng bagong kaibigan. Nang iwan sila kasi nakahanap sila ng bago. Oh my God. That's why I have trust issues, guys. Last question. Why do you think you're single? Maybe because I'm not rushing into finding a partner to enter a relationship or to commit to someone or to commit for love. And guys, enjoy natin ang pagiging single. My dogs are barking. Sorry guys. Like I said, enjoy being single guys. Masaya kaya maging single. Don't rush into a relationship kasi mahirap din yung pinapasok mo yung isang relasyon na hindi ka naman pala ready. Okay guys, so ngayon tapos ko na i-introduce yung sarili ko. Ngayon ay pag-uusapan na natin ang first topic natin sa podcast ko. It's a very controversial issue and hindi lang affected dito ang Philippines but pati ang buong mundo. So, very controversial siya at malaking issue siya. Dahil lahat ng tao ay pwedeng magkaroon ng ganito or mahawaan ng ganitong sakit. Or virus, should I say. So, ang topic natin ay COVID-2019 or Coronavirus Disease 2019. Okay, so, just a disclaimer. Itong mga informations na nakuha ko lang siya until March 11, 2020. And kung meron man kayong bago na mababalitaan and hindi siya kasali dito, that is because nakuha ko nga lang yung informations na to until March 11, 2020, which is the day that I'm filming this podcast. What is COVID or coronavirus disease? Coronaviruses are a large family of viruses that are common in people and many different species of animals, including camels, cattle, cats, and bats. Rarely, animal coronaviruses can infect people and then spread between people such as MERS-CoV or MERS-CoV, SARS-CoV or SARS-CoV, and now with this new virus named SARS-CoV-2 or SARS-CoV-2. The SARS-CoV-2 virus is a beta coronavirus like MERS-CoV and SARS-CoV. All three of these viruses have their origins in bats, so nagmula siya talaga sa bats. The sequence from the US patients are similar to the one that China initially posted, suggesting a likely single recent emergence of this virus from an animal reservoir. If I'm correct, this reservoir? Early on, many of the patients at the epicenter of the outbreak in Wuhan, Hubei Province, China, if I read it right, it is Hubei Province, China, had some link to a large seafood and live animal market, suggesting animal to a person spread. Later, a growing number of patients reportedly did not have exposure to animal markets, indicating person-to-person spread. Person-to-person spread was subsequently reported outside Hubei and in countries outside China, including in the United States. Some international destinations now have apparent community spread with the virus that causes COVID-19. As do some parts of the United States, community spreads means some people have been infected and it is not known how or where they became exposed. So, COVID-19 or Coronavirus Disease 2019 started in Wuhan, China. If I'm right, it is started in Wuhan, China. Based on my research, as of March 11, 2020, nakuha ko itong information na ito sa worldometers.info. 119,179 coronavirus cases has been confirmed around the world, not just here in the Philippines, but around the world. And 4,295 deaths and 66,618 na ang recovered. So, madami na ngang naging positive sa COVID-19. And mamaya sasabihin ko kung paano yung mga preventions na pwede pa natin gawin habang maaga pa. Syempre, ayaw naman natin magkaroon ng COVID-19. But here in the Philippines, based on my research, nakuha ko itong information na ito sa Rappler.com. Manila, Philippines, in a span of 5 days, the number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the Philippines rose to 33 from 3, a month after the Department of Health or DOH confirmed the first cases. According to the DOH, the spike in the number of positive cases was supposedly due to their heightened surveillance efforts. DOH confirmed 9 more coronavirus cases, total rises to 33. So, 33 na ang na-confirm na merong coronavirus dito sa Philippines. On Monday night, March 9, 2020, the DOH reported 10 positive cases. In a separate press briefing, President Rodrigo Duterte announced that 4 new confirmed cases. So, nung March 9, yung DOH nag-report na sila na meron daw 10 positive cases. While sa ibang briefing, si President Rodrigo Duterte, in-announce din niya na meron na ring 4 pa na nag-positive sa virus. So, dito sa Philippines, meron na tayong 33 positive cases of coronavirus. So, how to prevent coronavirus? So, ito ay based on my research din. So, itong information na to, nakuha ko sa World Health Organization na pwedeng makatulong sa atin to prevent COVID-19. First is wash your hands frequently. Regularly and truly clean your hands with an alcohol-based hand rub or wash them with soap and water. Why? Washing your hands with soap and water or using alcohol-based hand rub kills viruses that may be on your hands. So, mas maganda daw na maghugas na tayo ng kamay frequently. Dahil nga naman yung kamay natin, kung ano-ano hinahawakan, pwedeng magkaroon ng virus ito dahil hindi lahat na nahahawakan natin malinis. Meron ding madudumi. Number 2, maintain social distancing. Maintain at least 1 meter, 3 feet distance between yourself and anyone who is coughing or sneezing. And hindi lang siya sa mga nagko-cough and sa mga nag-i-sneeze, but also sa kausap mo. At maintain daw at least 1 meter or 3 feet yung distance ninyo. Para ma-prevent na yung virus ay mapupunta sa'yo if ever man na meron siyang virus. Why? When someone coughs or sneezes, they spray small liquid droplets from their nose or mouth, which may contain virus. If you are too close, you can breathe in the droplets, including the COVID-19 virus, if the person coughing has the disease. So yun nga, gaya nga nang sabi ko kanina, kung malapit kayo, paano kung may COVID yung kausap nyo, pwedeng malangkap nyo or makuha ninyo rin, mahahawa siya sa'yo. Mahahawa sa'yo yung sakit, I mean. Number 3, avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Why? Hands touch many surfaces and can pick up viruses. Once contaminated, hands can transfer the virus to your eyes, nose, or mouth. From there, the virus can enter your body and can make you sick. So yun nga, like I said, iwasan natin yung paghahawak ng ating mata, ilong, at bibig, or eyes, nose, mouth. Dahil nga, maruming hands natin at hindi natin alam kung may virus ba siya. Then kapag hinawakan natin yung mouth natin, yung eyes natin at yung nose natin, pwedeng pumasok sa ating katawan yung virus and may cause us illness or pwede tayong magkasakit. Number 4, practice respiratory hygiene. Make sure you and the people around you follow good respiratory hygiene. This means covering your mouth and nose with your bent elbow or tissue when you cough or sneeze. Then dispose of the used tissue immediately.
Why? Droplets spread virus by following good respiratory hygiene. You protect the people around you from viruses such as cold, flu, and COVID-19. So, as much as possible daw, kapag daw nag-i-sneeze tayo or nagko-cough tayo, we can use our elbow or use tissue, tapos itapon din natin siya immediately. Or should I say, dispose it immediately. To prevent the illness or the virus na mapunta sa ibang tao. Number 5, if you have fever, cough, and difficulty breathing, seek medical care early. Stay home if you feel unwell. If you have a fever, cough, and difficulty breathing, seek medical attention and call in advance. Follow the directions of your local health authority. National and local health authority will have the most up-to-date information on the situation in your area. Calling in advance will allow your health care provider to quickly direct you to the right health facility. This will also protect you and help prevent spread of viruses and other infections. So, kapag nakakaramdam na raw po tayo ng sakit, as much as possible, dapat magpa-check up na or go to a medical care or clinics early. Huwag na po natin hintayin na lumala yung sakit natin. Mas maganda na magpa-check tayo as early as possible. Last but not the least, stay informed and follow advice given by your healthcare provider. Stay informed on the latest developments about COVID-19. Follow advice given by your healthcare provider, your national and local public health authority or employer on how to protect yourself and others from COVID-19. So, mas maganda raw na updated tayo sa mga nangyayari about COVID-19. So, one way is makinig tayo ng news. Madaming news dyan. So, mas maganda na makinig tayo ng news para alam natin yung gagawin natin. Alam natin kung lumalala na ba yung COVID or nawawala na ba yung COVID or what is happening sa sakit na yun. And not just watching news, pwede rin tayong mag-research ng articles about COVID-19, kung ano nang nangyayari sa COVID-19, kung lumalala ba yung COVID-19. Pero guys, be careful sa pag-search or sa panunod. No, sa news kasi minsan, fact naman lagi eh. But unlike sa pag-search ng mga articles, sometimes, merong hindi totoo doon. So, be careful tayo. Mas maganda na yung totoo kesa sa alam niyo na, kesa sa padalos-dalos tayo. Mas maganda na yung ready tayo. So, yun. Another, me, personally, kapag dahil dyan sa issue na yan, natatakot na rin ako. So, one thing na ginagawa ko, so I'm always in public places dahil nga nag-school ako in college. And kumakain ako lagi sa labas. What I'm currently doing is nagdadala na lang ako ng fork and spoon, yung metal na fork and spoon. And hindi na ako gumagamit ng mga fork and spoon sa ibang lugar. I use my own para mag-prevent ng virus. Dahil pwede rin yun eh. And also straw. And one last thing. Let's all pray to God na sana matapos na itong problema natin na COVID-19. And sana may maging miracle na mapagaling ni God yung mga merong COVID.
Well guys, I think that wraps up my very first episode on my podcast. Guys, you don't even know how happy I am na na-record ko na ito. And kung napapansin nyo, hindi pa ako ganun ka galing and hindi pa ako ganun ka fluent sa pagsasalita because it's my first time. So, hoping in the future mas maging better ako. Pero sana nag-enjoy kayo. So, thank you Lord for giving me this kind of, you know, digital job. And thank you to all the listeners na nagbigay ng oras para makinig sa akin. Thank you so much. To my upcoming episode in the future, please support me. Please continue supporting me. Again, this has been Blue. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Thank you for listening to Lazy Thoughts. I hope you all having a good day. Thank you again for listening. Love you guys. Bye. Okay, so I'm just kidding, guys. The podcast is not done yet. So it's currently 8 o'clock p.m. here in the Philippines. And kakatapos lang ng news. Nanood kami ng news. And may nadagdag na naman sa bilang ng mga nagkaroon ng coronavirus disease dito sa Philippines. So kanina, sasabi ko, 33 lang ang mga may coronavirus disease dito sa Philippines. As of 8 o'clock p.m. here in the Philippines, pinalita na may nadagdag na 16 cases of coronavirus na positive. So overall, 49 na ang positive sa coronavirus dito sa Philippines. So I hope na sana hindi na madagdagan. Hoping and praying na sana mag-disappear na lang na parang bula ang coronavirus, because lahat tayo naaapektuhan dito. Lahat tayo pwedeng magkaroon or maging positive sa coronavirus disease. So let's all pray and talk to God na sana matapos na itong problem natin, not just here in the Philippines but worldwide, this worldwide problem, na sana magkaroon ng miracle na sana mawala na lang yung coronavirus. And guys, in prevention of coronavirus, yung mga sinabi ko kanina, it's a must. So mas better kung gagawin natin yon. And prevention is better than cure, sabi nga nila. So yeah, that's it, guys. Yun lang, ina-update ko lang kayo sa coronavirus. So dito sa Philippines, 49 na, nadagdagan ng 16. So yeah, I hope you enjoy my podcast. Pasensya na kung medyo nangangapa pa ako at hindi pa ako mapagsalita ng maayos, or hindi pa ako tuloy-tuloy magsalita or fluent sa pagsasalita ako dito sa podcast ko, because it's my first time and sana in the future mag-improve. And I will try my best to improve my talking skills or communicating skills to you guys para mas mag-enjoy kayo sa podcast. Thank you so much. Bye!